vocal worms, just some quick things to keep in mind. Things that you always want to try to touch on when you're warming up. You want to do the lows and the highs of your range. And you also want to kind of vary the pattern of the warm-ups. You don't always want to do warm-ups that are that are descending. You don't always want to do patterns that are ascending. You want to kind of mix it up. Another thing is you want to do legato and staccato. Legato being a smooth and connected sort of thing. Staccato is really good for engaging that diaphragm muscle down here, and that's important to do. The third thing is tongue twisters, because as singers, we use words to communicate. And if our tongues kind of, you know, flap around and they're not doing much good, that's not going to be very good. So do like a simple tongue twister. I'll teach you one today. And the final thing is that you want to do some sort of warm-up that's got some sort of basic, like, synthesis. I can't speak today. I apologize. That kind of sums up every aspect that you're trying to warm up in that. And I'm going to give you, in your packets, you have some of those. So actually, if you want to pick up your packets and turn to the first music insert, which should be, I think, a couple pages flipped over for you. Let's see this nasty attitude piano. It's doing for me today. So the first thing that we're going to do is exercise number 3. Okay? All of these exercises are out of this book called Building Beautiful Voices, which is an excellent, excellent book. And at the end of the session, if you're wanting any information about any of the stuff that I used for my resources, I'll be more than happy to give that to you. So this one sounds like this. So it's so 5 notes down on an ooh. Okay, nice and relaxed. Use that deep singer's breath that we just talked about. Ready? Breathe expanded and. You have to keep it nice and relaxed, nice and loose. Let's start at that.
Ready? Keep it nice and light and blah, blah, blah.
Here we go. Ready? And. So, is really good, especially if your voice is really tired. It's also a really good warm down after you're finished singing, just because it's, you know, kind of caressing your little vocal cords and making them happy after you've been using them. And it's not about volume, it's all about it just being nice and forward and light. Okay, so let's just try a couple of those, just so you kind of get the idea. So, nice and light on a closed mouth hum. Make sure that you've got some lifted space with your soft palm in the back. Okay, ready? And. Yes. that the morning you got kind of froggy throat. That one will tell you if you're using your air. Because if you're not, you'll get, then it kind of fades in and out. Turn to Book Leaves 10, which is the next one in your packet. This one is also on Who, but we're starting to do some kind of mixing with ascending and descending. So it sounds like this. Okay, try it. Ready? And. Which I think was the reason that I had 5 mice within 2 weeks in my apartment. Because they heard me singing that song with my kids every day and decided to come take up residence in my house. Anyway, go ahead and turn to the next one, Book Leaves 44. This one is tricky, okay? You have to make sure that your diaphragm is engaged for this one, otherwise you're going to be like, what is going on? Okay, so it sounds like this. Let me see if I can do it today. On and off, so you're going to do... Okay. Mm-hmm. Make sure that its own little time. Okay? So here we go. Very slowly. Ready and turn over to the next one, which is number 59.
Can I ask a stupid question?
No stupid questions. Go ahead.
Are you supposed to be able to do that in one breath?
Ideally. Well, let me see. Obviously, with that one, you guys being chorus singers know about super breathing, where you just make sure that you're not breathing at the same time as your neighbor and that sort of thing. That one does lend itself to, since you are putting separation between each of the notes, you could do. And I snuck a breath in there, and you probably didn't. Some of you maybe caught it, but yeah, you probably could. So, I mean, you can sneak a little breath in there if you need to. I'm going to say something else about that. I have no idea. Man, it's tough. Okay. And this one sounds like this. This is one of those synthesis ones that I've talked to you about that uses all of the things that we've been talking about. So it's kind of long. We'll go over it piece by piece. It sounds like this. Favorites. So,
sing an E, sing an S, sing an R. Make sure you've got that really loose jaw going on.
So, the first part sounds like this. Sing, be my echo. Sing, 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 is make sure you have to keep that air moving and moving through those notes in order to keep them nice and smooth and connected. Think about spreading peanut butter over bread or something like that. Okay? Let's try it all the way through. Thank you.
bring your cheese, okay? Let's try that on that last one, okay? And she really, you know, it's a 20 you put your music down. Okay, so just rub those into your face, a nice face massage, okay? And keep rubbing them all the way through, okay? Don't stop. Here we go. Ready? And keeping it nice and relaxed will help with that too.